everybody. Welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It is Friday, February 7th, 2020, and we do have YouTube news this week, so we're going to dive right on in to YouTube. In YouTube news, YouTube is in talks with content creators to start creating content with their $100 million kids content fund. This fund is designed to create content that parents will be happy with their kids watching on YouTube's platform, and it is part of the settlement deal with the FCC. Now, it's not going to be $100 million to one company. It's also not going to be $100 million in 1 year. It's actually going to be spread out over multiple creators and over at least a three-year time span. In a shocking revelation, YouTube's parent company, Alphabet, decided to tell the entire world how much money YouTube makes on advertising, and it comes out to about $15 billion per year. YouTube was very quick to react to this and tell investors and other people they don't keep most of that money, that over half, or around $8.5 billion, is spent on content creation for either the content creators or for the original content YouTube itself creates for the platform. As a YouTube user, I really like this piece of news. YouTube has announced that they will stop running mid-roll ads in videos that are 8 minutes longer or shorter. So a video will have to be longer than 8 minutes to get a mid-roll video ad in there. That means you're not going to be in the middle of like a 5 minute long music video and have it interrupted by a video ad. So pretty cool news from YouTube. Now let's dive in to Google. Google Search Console had a bug with GTM verification, and you may have to re-verify. So check your Google Search Console if you use the Google Tag Manager method to verify your property, or if your client did that, or if you had to do that on behalf of your client. Just an FYI, Google will, when you try to set it back up, or automatically may have already kicked out an email to your end client saying that somebody is trying to claim ownership. This is just part of that re-verification process. Please put them at ease. And if you can't put them at ease, show them either the articles stating this or show them the timestamp on this video also saying that this is fine, everything's okay. Nobody's trying to hijack their Google Search Console account. Google My Business is testing showing large format photographs inside of desktop search on Google. Now, they've been doing this in mobile search for some time now, but it is now starting to show up as a test in Google desktop search, large photos instead of small thumbnail photos. Google My Business is also showing what appears to be a profile claim link on pretty much every profile on Google My Business or in Google Maps. It says, own this business, claim it now. It's meant to be a quicker pathway for business owners to be able to claim or start the process to claim a business listing. But this is showing up on listings that have already been claimed. We don't know why it's showing up on businesses that have already been claimed. But if you've claimed your business, you have nothing to fear. There shouldn't be anything to worry about. I would keep an eye on it and see if your competitors are trying to steal your business listing. But hopefully this kind of goes away. But so far, what we're being told is that this isn't a big deal. Don't freak out about it. Google Maps just turned 15 years old, and they've got a new design and a new icon to represent the iconic Google Maps. Google is doubling down on stopping what they consider to be intrusive video ads, both on their own platform, YouTube, which we spoke about earlier, but also on other websites. Google's Chrome will start blocking what it thinks are intrusive ads. That includes mid-roll ads that show up in videos shorter than 8 minutes. It also includes really long pre-roll ads if there's no ability to skip within the first 5 seconds, and large format video ads that show up and take up most of a desktop screen. Those are also going to be automatically blocked by Google Chrome. Facebook is kicking web publishers out of Audience Network. This is a direct result of third-party cookies being blocked in both Chrome, Safari, and Firefox. Facebook is seeing the writing on the wall. They said they're going to focus Audience Network solely on mobile applications for now, but there is a good chance that Apple will stop allowing Facebook ads to even show up in apps, and they may have to close down Audience Network altogether. Over on Instagram, Instagram has a new feature, which we already talked about, that was rumored to be coming out. It was announced just today. You can now see the profiles, the other accounts on Instagram that you interact with the most and that you interact with the least. Here we go to Reddit. Reddit has partnered with Tagboard to bring Reddit content to live TV broadcasts. Tagboard already has a relationship with Tegna and the NFL Network. Over on Twitter. Twitter has released a report stating that artificial intelligence has helped it gain millions of new users by showing more relevant tweets in those users' feeds and timelines. Bonus round! Amazon's ad business grew by 30% in 2019. Now, what that means to you, dear consumer out there watching this video, is that you're probably seeing a lot of ads on Amazon right now when you look for a product. And for my fellow marketers out there, this means the days of creating a product and putting it on Amazon and just making sales organically with very, very low overhead, those are pretty much over. You're probably going to have to purchase ads on Amazon now to sell any decent amount of product. Hitwise has paused pretty much all of their data reporting right now in the wake of JumpShot shutting down, which we talked about last week. There is no word whether or not Hitwise is going to resume their reporting operations. It looks like JumpShot data may have been a really big source of data for Hitwise to deliver to their customers. If you're a Hitwise user, this is probably directly impacting you, and you may want to start looking for another alternative and paying very close attention to their Twitter channels and other places to see if they can get this resolved anytime soon. TripAdvisor is getting into the reviews management game. They've just released a brand new subscription management service, which will allow restaurant owners to go in and see and reply to their reviews on a number of websites, including obviously TripAdvisor, Google, Facebook, Yelp, and plenty of others. I have not tested this yet. Could be terrible, could be great. If you've already got a review service that does this, you probably don't need it. But if you don't and you're a restaurant owner or manager, it might be worth checking out. Simpo has officially shut down after about 17 years of operation. If you don't know what Simpo is, that's probably because you're not in the search marketing world. Basically, it was a large search marketing network that tried to establish standards of practices across the entire SEO and paid search industries. Obviously, that didn't work out, and they have now shut down. Lots of really great people have been involved with Simpo in the past, and I wish everyone that was a part of that organization well. I hope you guys move on and do bigger and better things. Thank you for tuning in to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. If this is your first time listening, just know that we make these podcasts every single week. Thank you so much to everybody who has subscribed and downloaded an episode and shared us with your friends. If you have any questions or comments, if there's any news I missed or anything you think we should cover in next week's podcast, head on over to the website, joeyoungblood.com. Click on the contact link, go to the contact page, and send us a message. Until next week.